Mr. Scott Hamilton, Rockfile Radio.
Yes, Mr. Ian Crichton, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Wow, you don't really need an introduction. You are a founding member of Saga, but today we're talking about your new project, who's about to release your sophomore album, 6x6. Tell me, how did you three guys get together?
Well, you know, it was in COVID, in 2020. I got a call from Nick Shilton, who was managing Robert Berry. Nick's an Englishman and has managed Robert for a little while. And Robert had finished his 3.2 with Keith Emerson, Carl Palmer, and they were looking to do what's next. So he wanted to do something with the guitar, and my name came up. And I was happy about that. They contacted me, and obviously nobody's playing, you know, in COVID, right? No,
right.
No work. It was perfect, you know. As I had on the first record, I had no distractions. You know, just you sat down, wrote all this stuff. There was nothing to do but write that record.
Right.
It was really a pleasure. Probably the first record ever I've done with no distractions at all. Because everything's closed down. You can't go anywhere. Right. And so, you know, we just started. So he introduced me to Robert. And, you know, we talked and sounded good and all that. So let's just trade, you know, some ideas, and I gave Robert a few ideas, and wow, he sent me back this song, Yearning to Fly. That's the first song on our first record.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a bunch of parts of that, and he put in other parts plus a full vocal and sends it back to me. I mean, you know, vocals are a lot of time in Saga are done after the fact, you know, once the music's down, you know.
Right.
Which, if they were done before the fact, sometimes I wish they played a different note at the end, you know.
Right.
but it's just the way it goes. So it was a real pleasure. And it just went on like that, just kept going. And bingo, had the first record, which led to the second. And it's a 3-album deal. So.
Well, I was going to say, how did you get to the second one? Because after the first one, it's like, okay, what are we going to do for the sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah. Well, just continue, you know. It is different. It's a little heavier for sure, but it's got different flavors and stuff like that on it. We just kind of naturally did what we did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some trips down to San Jose, California, where Robert has a studio. We did a lot of recording. All the drums are really recorded in his studio. You know, on the internet, you know, some stuff is fine. You know, it's good. But it's you know, in a real studio, it you know, this sound comes across, you know.
Sure.
I think somehow, you know. So, yeah, it's been at Robert's studio in actually Campbell, California,
mm-hmm.
right beside San Jose. And that's the ticket, yeah.
Well, I've got to hear it so far, and I know the public so far has only heard the two singles, but man, your guitar work is amazing. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Scott.
I really, the solo on the new single, I'll forward 2 minutes into the song just to get to that solo. It's perfect for the song.
You know, and getting back to what we just talked about, I had a vocal there. And that sets you off, you know, like
right.
The first part of the solo, where you want to come in, you know. It's it really helps in song content, you know.
What does a band like, this is a power trio, and a lot of musicians will say a power trio is the ultimate form of musical expression because you can do anything. What are you getting out of this project that you haven't gotten in all these years with Saga?
Lots and lots of guitar.
You have less people that you have to fit into the mix, right?
Well, yeah, it's a guitar, bass, drum, basically. I mean, we have, as you hear, some sounds and things like that. And that's not too much of a problem. I think we can get away with that live. Rush do, you know,
sure.
They have all kinds of sequences. And Robert's an accomplished keyboard player, too. So you can have one off to the side here. So I believe we can cover this.
But as far as like writing goes, you have less cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's mainly Robert and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Nigel's quite busy. He's on tour right now with Judas Priest. in his band Saxon, and yeah, we just grabbed him, you know, because it's a strange trio, right? Because Robert is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm both worlds. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of rock and progressive, you know, and Nigel's heavy metal.
Absolutely. You know? Saxon.
You know, so it made a cool trio, you know.
But it's got to be fun for all of you kind of getting to do your own thing in this project.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Exploring new avenues of musical creativity, as it were.
Yes. Well, you know, in this band, I've incorporated my nylon classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had one of those M braces floating on a mic stand, right? So you can just walk over and play it and then get back to the electric. And it's that kind of band now. I, you know, not every song, but if sure. you hear the record, some of them are like that, some of the songs. So
now the album comes out April 26. What's the plan for you guys at that point, other than doing like interviews like this?
Well, we're working on doing some dates right now. And it's scheduling too, because, you know, Nigel's with Saxon and he's out on tour. He's working a lot this year. But we have a little opening in September. And I've got, I think, three shows right now. I was just talking to my tour manager, a German, Bernie Zilka, mm-hmm. who's going to put them together. And yeah, there's two in Holland, one in Germany, and we're going to add to it. So I just confirmed those shows today.
We're just letting that information out. Exclusive.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're not, I mean, just today. He goes, we had a couple of days or the venues will be rebooked, right? Like, you know, we were talking about, let's put a bunch of shows together.
Right.
You know, they'll only hold them so long until you go, yes, I am coming. You know, they want the venue filled with whatever, right? So
absolutely. So, the nature of touring.
Yeah. Yeah. The nature of putting it together. You know, with Saga and Saxon, he draws a big audience. We have no problems. But with a new band, even with the names, and it gets back into COVID, I think, too, because, you know, the promoters, you know, everyone lost a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, places empty. And then they had that stupid thing where it was like a quarter of the venue could be, you know, sold. Well, you're losing right off the bat, even if you sell it out, right?
Right.
Quarter of the venue's full. You know, expenses are still the same. So nobody was doing that. A few people did the empty theater thing. I didn't like that. You know, so it gets down to the money thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I find now they're taking less chance on things like this, but I'm getting really good response from promoters, you know, but, you know, it's going to take a little work. I mean, even it's going to take getting out there and biting the bullet a bit and being a great band, you know, and building it that way. I think that's the ticket, really.
You know, these days, I think people are into more tangible things, and you can build a rock band or a progressive band or whatever kind of band by touring, meeting people, shaking hands, kind of the old school way of doing it.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's exactly what Saga did. But in those days, there was no other way. You know, I mean, we when Saga first started, you know, played 3 years in clubs and started filling them and then got response and built it up and got a record deal and all that stuff. With this, we're already established players. We got a great deal with Sony Inside Out. So, you know, major label, basically, and super happy about that. And it's up to us to kind of build it, you know. It's on social media and stuff, too. You know, I've been asked to sit on and down and play the guitar and all that. Well, you know, I'm not that guy, right?
You need to be on the stage.
Well, I'm not an instructor, you know, I've got my own kind of style and things. And, you know, if anyway, you know, it's I'm being asked to do things like that. And, you know, so but, you know, I really do think getting out there and playing is the ticket and building it from there, you know.
I like nothing more than a live show. That's never changed in my entire life. Probably the same for you.
Where are you, Scott? What, in America?
Yep. I moved 2.5 years ago. You were talking to me in Kenai, Alaska.
Really?
When I put the station on, it was originally in Florida. That was 12 years ago. And my radio career brought me to run six stations up here in Alaska. And yeah, here I am.
So you're up in the ice and cold, too.
A little bit. I mean, we're starting to thaw. We're getting some sunshine and some warmth. But it did snow yesterday. So there's that.
Well, yeah, it's been warm here for about a week, but we're expecting 20 centimeters in about 2 days.
Ooh. Yeah, we're almost done. We're almost to break up, so.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to play Alaska.
You know, you really should. It's amazing. I'm here on the Kenai Peninsula. It's a much more moderate climate than the rest of the state. It's more like a Washington or a Colorado, something like that.
Like the Barren Straits, you can see.
And something, well, yes. We actually see across from my inlet, I have a 10,000 foot volcano. Mount Redoubt is right across from us. But it's some of the best fishing
Russia
in the world.
Mm hmm.
I mean, it's about 50 miles away, but it's across an inlet. So it looks like it's right there.
So, yeah, back to 6x6.
Where did you get the name?
Well, of course, we are bouncing a lot of things around.
Sure.
Right? Oh, there's my doggy barking. And we came up with a few things. So, you know, it was going to be 6'4". Heavy metal band actually called that.
Right.
It's, when you think of names and you Google it, it's surprising how many names are taken. Bands you don't even know, but they're taken.
Right.
So, you know, 6x6 is based on its length of human DNA. 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it. Otherwise, there's three guys in the band. We got six arms.
And six legs. And
six balls. No.
Six ears. And
balls.
Well, I love the album. I think it's actually, you have avoided the sophomore slump and actually taken the band a step up on the new album. So I can't wait for everybody else to hear it on April 26th.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're looking forward to the third one, too. I think we're developing. We're,
yeah?
You know, I get pretty excited about this. Oh, geez.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, really. Dog barking. You're going now.
If I were doing this in my home studio, I would have two dogs to deal with. But fortunately, I'm at work, so I only have salespeople to deal with.
Ah. They're not dogs.
No. Well, Ian, thank you for taking time out today. We look forward to hopefully getting you in Alaska at some point.
That would be fantastic, Scott.
I would love to show you around.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I've never been there.
Well, come on up then.
My daughter lives in Dawson City.
Well, let's make this happen.
Yeah,
you have an excuse.
I do. It's right next to Alaska. Yeah.
Yeah. So come on over. I drove through that getting here when I come up. Two and a half years ago, I drove from Florida here in one trip.
Scott, I have to answer the door here. It's my wife.
Oh, well, go get it. Thank you for taking the time.
No. I'll be right back for the
IDs. Right. We'll do an edit. Well, Ian, thank you for taking time today. And I know you're preparing to launch this album. You're already working on the third album. This is an exciting time for you. It must be.
It is. I'm very excited. It's been great, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time.
Rockfile Radio.